soft hands and his aversion to soggy bottoms and his obsession with how well our buns rise. It's Paul Hollywood!
Paul Hollywood! Hello, good morning, Paul Hollywood. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, I'm very good.
Oh, well, it's very good to hear it. I imagine a busy boy at the moment.
It's a little bit busy at the moment. But it's all good. It's all good. I mean, Bake Off has been incredible to work on this year. We had such a giggle.
It's been bigger than ever. What, 13.3 million people watch the final?
It's all right, though, isn't it?
How many times have you tweeted Simon Cowell about those audience figures since?
I saw Simon at the Pride of Britain Awards, and he came up and gave me a hug, and I whispered in his ears, what's it like to be second?
And his response...
He just laughed. He said, you've done really well.
Oh, as he tries to buy the format off you, I expect.
So tell us about your tour. This is like backed by popular demand. You're back out on the road with your baking.
The whole idea is to take it back on the road. There's four new recipes I'm bringing out there. Going to make it a little bit Christmas themed as well, because we're getting a little bit closer to Christmas. So I've got one of my favourite mince pie recipes. I'll only tell Kent that because... it's my adopted home county.
Oh, that's lovely. Thanks, Paul. We feel like insiders now.
Yeah.
Give us something.
Is it boozy?
Yeah.
It's mince pie. It's like a shortbread to it. It's buttery and it melts in the mouth. And it's really crispy, but fresh from the oven. I also fill it with satsumas and mandarins, which are chopped up, and a little bit of zest from that with chopped apples in there.
Yeah.
And when it comes out of the oven, you get your fresh cream and just pour it onto the top and it soaks into mince pie. I tell you what, the buttery, the flavour, and it's combined with that little bit of bite from the mandarin and the mincemeat is just to die for. It, really.
Well, you've reduced me and Gary to a dribbling heap here.
And those, because it's Christmas food, it actually doesn't count as calories, does it? If you're watching your weight, it doesn't actually count.
After the 20th of December, it's put on hold, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exempt,
The 3rd of January.
All right, Paul, we'll stick around because we've got a special quiz ready for you after this. And Paul Hollywood's with us this morning.
Hey, Paul, we've got a quiz for you, okay? Mm-hmm. So my little girls, Scarlett and Naya, right? They've recorded some questions for you. They want to play a little quiz called Name That Bake. Okay, so here's question one.
The inside of it is all soft and gooey. It tastes of apples with a load of cinnamon.
And the top is crumbly and very sweet. And I like to have this with custard.
She doesn't like it. I do. I had it at school with custard, you know.
Sorry.
Oh, it's an apple crumble.
Yeah! Let's find a battered apple pie.
Let's find out. The answer is...
apple crumble.
Oh, yay. Well done, girls.
We've got one more for you.
It's spread with tomato puree.
I like to put sweet corn on top of it and pepperoni and sweet corn.
You said that. Pineapple.
Ham. And
pineapple.
That's it.
And pineapple.
Oh, it's got to be a pizza. I love your kids, by the way.
They're going to be so happy now.
They'll love that you said that. The answer is...
The answer is pizza!
Yes! Well played, children. Well played.
Scarlett and Naya.
Hang on, they got one more little message for you.
Okay.
Well done, Mr. Hollywood!
Yeah! And Naya did call you Mr. Wallywood there as
well.
Yeah,
we've
got... Naya, he said, Scarlett and Naya, you've got more chance of getting on the Bake Off than your mum has.
Oh, God!
It's like a dagger to my heart, Paul. I'm always baking.
If you're on Twitter then, Emma, send me some pictures of your bakes and I'll judge them remotely.
Brilliant. Oh, that is amazing.
I have to send you the Elmo cake, but just I was in a hurry when I did his eyes because the children had already arrived for the party. The rest of it wasn't too bad.
Can you hear the instant regret in Paul Hollywood's voice at having been so generous as to say, tweet me?
Hey, Paul, thanks for being a good sport. I'm going to go and harass you on Twitter right now.
Go and get me on Twitter and let's have a look at your stuff.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Hollywood!
Paul Hollywood! Hooray for Hollywood!